Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is feelings. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. In the last episode, I spoke briefly about us taking advantage of what Jesus had done and drawing near to the Lord in prayer and worship. Today, I want to speak briefly about a very practical matter that a lot of us battle. In the event that I was not clear enough yesterday, my message was a call to fellowship with the Father. In old times, even though people desired to fellowship with God, the process was not accessible. Today, the Bible says we have boldness to come in and meet and fellowship with the Lord because of the sacrifice that Jesus paid. I want to speak about feelings today. Have you ever desired to pray and didn't feel like praying? Or have you ever started to pray and began to feel unworthy because you were reminded of sins you committed? Or have you started to pray and felt like your prayers were just hitting the ceiling and not going anywhere? And as a result, you stopped. I can go on and on with different scenarios that occur in the place of prayer. But the point I would really like someone to catch, maybe a new believer or even an old one, is this. As strong and as convincing as feelings are, they are very fickle and can often be liars. Never stop a prayer because of a feeling. Feelings are the most unreliable things to dictate your actions or inactions. A few days ago, I lost my wallet for a few minutes. To my mind, I dropped it somewhere where I had gone earlier. Immediately, I noticed my heart began to race and I began to feel really sad because I knew I had so many important documents in that wallet. And the thought of reporting the loss and retrieving them filled me with initial gloom. As I got up to try to go and start the process of retrieving, still feeling really heavy and sad in my heart, I looked to my right and saw my wallet. My gloom immediately switched to joy. Was my wallet missing? No. But because I thought it was, in other words, because I believed a lie, my feelings swung to a low. Yet my wallet was by my side all along. My point is this: feelings are very fickle and very unreliable. Remember this always, because when you intend to draw near to God in prayer, one of the ways Satan can use to hinder you from entering the presence of God is by generating feelings. Remember that Satan is a master of the sense realm. Feelings of unworthiness, feelings of dryness, feelings of your prayers not getting anywhere. Feelings are usually based on lies or incomplete facts. The greatest antidote to feelings is truth. So my dear listeners, when those feelings come, confront them with the truth. When you feel like you are unworthy to pray, confront that feeling with truth. Because of what Jesus has done, I have been given access to coming to the presence of the Father. I don't have to feel like it. I know it because God's word is true. This is how you should respond. Never allow feelings stop you from engaging in the place of prayer. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.